Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, David Sehgi. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The DH, Paul Carey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Abbott. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to second. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton strikes out. One out. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell is walked intentionally. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berga scores. Bell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Martinez. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Reynolds applying the tag. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sehgi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sehgi for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Carey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Firmin hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Ripken reaches second base with a double. McLemore goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Young now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Paul Carey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Hoyles moves to second. Dennis Cook now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Hoyle scores. Gomez goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Moyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Bell moves to second. 2 outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a line drive towards third. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Carey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirby bunts towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Bell reaches second base with a double. Berga goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Orioles. Mark Williamson now pitching. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Glenallan Hill. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into right field. Kirby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kirby. Gomez moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slocum fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Reynolds moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Espinoza reaches second base with a double. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Firmin is 0 for 2 in the game. Firmin bunts between the mound and first base. Williamson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Firmin for the out. Espinoza moves to third. One out. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard bunts towards the mound. Williamson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 3 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Segui for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Paul Carey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoyles moves to third. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lilliequist fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berga strikes out. One out. Todd Froworth now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirby moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Pennington now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza juggles the ball. That's an error on Espinoza. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 4 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin misplays the ball. That's an error on Fermin. Ripken moves to second. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 0 for 4 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Devereaux moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Carey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carey is 0-for-4 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Jeff Treadway pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Treadway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Sorrento pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sorrento strikes out. 1 out. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levis for the out. Treadway moves to second. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton is 0-for-4 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.